Hello and welcome back to a new episode of the Birthing in Finland podcast. On today's episode, I'm interviewing Laura, who works at the Leikkipuisto Loru, which is located inside the Central Library Audi in Helsinki. In the episode, we talk about playgrounds in general that you can find around Helsinki, especially about Loru, and the different kinds of activities that are going on and that you can experience inside those playgrounds. We talked also about how the staff at the playground can be a really great resource, a very special place for you to go and ask for help, which is so easy threshold and easy to access. We also talk about how to spot the Leikkipuistos, the playgrounds around Helsinki, and how to easily find them and enjoy them. I love this episode so much because it helps bring easy to find information to parents, information that is usually or maybe harder to find on the internet going through different links on the Helsinki City website. So here on the show notes, I've given you all the links to find the different Leikkipuistos around you and to enjoy the activities that they provide for free. Thank you for being here and let's welcome Laura. Welcome to the Birthing in Finland podcast, brought to you by the Nest Doulas. I'm Danielle Bensky, a mother and postpartum doula specializing in maternal well-being and psychology. Each episode, you'll hear eye-opening interviews with some amazing people who support families in Finland just like yours. We'll help you navigate what it means to birth in Finland, growing your confidence on your parenting journey. Thank you for spending time with me today. Now let's jump into our daily dose of birthing in Finland. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Birthing in Finland podcast. Today is my absolute pleasure to have with me Laura from the Leikkipuisto Loru, which is the one located inside Audi, which I suppose most of you know by that name. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Danielle. Nice to be here.
Yes, welcome. We have been planning this episode for quite some months now, so I'm happy that it's taking place and happening. Let's get started with maybe you can introduce yourself a little bit before we jump in. And what's your background? What's your kind of professional background? And what do you do at Leikkipuisto Loru?
Okay, so yeah, I'm Laura. I've been working in Leikkipuisto Loru for 3 years now. I'm a practical nurse and I've been working in playgrounds in Helsinki for almost 16 years, although I was 3 years at home with my own kids. So, but well, 13 years active working. And most of my work career, I've been in Kallio in playground Linja, which is a very big playground, a lot of customers. And then I came here, 3 years ago in playground Loru because this is the place where I could finally like do all my work with small kids and their parents, which is my passion. So that's shortly about me. Yeah. And in playground Loru, well, I'm going to tell you about that more, but yeah, we arrange activities for families, parents with their children.
Yeah, that's so wonderful. And I think it's so really important to have this topic on the podcast, and it's why I really wanted to have you, because these playgrounds and these activities are so important and vital in supporting the family life of parents, especially of parents who are home with their child and who are home with their child a little bit longer, maybe before they start the daycare time. So I think it's really great for parents to know that this exists, and that's why we're going to talk about it a little bit more.
Yeah.
Could you speak a little bit about the recent news of some playgrounds closing? So we decided to still record this episode, even though some playgrounds have been, it's been announced that some playgrounds will close, and we are recording this in December of 2022, which means that the closure will happen January till May of 2023. So it's just good to be aware. Can you tell us a little bit about
Yeah. So the there's about 65 playgrounds in Helsinki, and 39 of those playgrounds are going to be completely closed from January 9th to the end of May. The reason is that there's a huge shortage on staff in the daycares, in päiväkodit in Helsinki, and because you have to have a certain amount of people working there, and there isn't, so they're going to move the playground staff there.
Yeah.
And that's the reason they're going to be closed. About half of them are going to stay open.
Where, maybe you can send me the link of where can people see which one is open, which one is closed.
Yeah, so I can send you the link. I'll do that. Yeah.
So people can easily find out like which is the one that I can go to.
Yeah, yeah.
And which is the one I shouldn't. But yeah, we will link that to the show notes.
Yeah, so I'll send it to you. And it's a really sad decision, of course.
Yeah.
And there have been like times that some playgrounds have been closed in the last year and a half, but this is going to be the biggest, the longest time and the most playgrounds. So it's really sad, and let's hope that we're going to get them open soon.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So maybe with that in mind, you can tell us about Loru, which is not closing.
Yeah.
So people can definitely come there. And personally, I love the Leikkipuisto Loru inside Oodi. I was there very often with my daughter before she started her daycare. It's very inviting, warm space. And I see so many families there. So you want to introduce that one in more detail.
Yeah. So as you said, we are located in the Helsinki City Library, Oodi. And we are our like space is in the third floor in the children's area up there, the upper highest,
the balcony.
Exactly. And we arrange activities for families from Monday to Friday. We have like two or three activities per day. Some of them are for all age kids. Some of them are for, actually most of them are for babies, because most of our families have under 1 year old kids. And then there's something for over 1 year olds and over 2 year olds. We have music, crafts, kind of exercise. It really is exercise with the strollers.
Yeah, for mom.
Yeah, exactly.
For the parent, I should say.
Yeah, we have rhymes. We have sometimes like puppet theater, kind of everything you could imagine. And we have a weekly schedule, which is always about the same. But then we also have like special events. For example, this Friday, we're going to have a Christmas party, or we have Halloween parties, or something like that. So that's like our activities. They are free for everyone. You don't have to sign up. You can come late.
You can leave in the middle.
You can... Yeah. So it's made like so easy for you to come. There's nothing, you don't have to do anything. You can just come and like be silent. So, yeah.
Yeah. And you can come with other people and you can meet other people there also.
Yeah. And that's our main goal. Because especially now after the corona, families had nothing. They had no place to go. Probably wouldn't see any other families if they didn't have friends that they knew before the babies. So now it's really important that there are playgrounds, places that people can come together, meet other people in the same like situation, have fun with their children. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we in Oodi, this is a special playground, of course, because we are in the center of Helsinki. So we have families from all over Helsinki, and even Espoo, Vantaa, and even further. So this is a great place to like connect to people. Yeah.
That is so needed. Like just somewhere where you can meet other families and from there take your friendship forward.
Exactly.
That's also one of the main reasons I started facilitating a mother's group. I facilitate a mother's group every Wednesday at Lukkan, which is a Swedish-speaking organization, but my group is in English anyway. And the main reason is that you know, it's the place for mothers to come together and meet other mothers. And then from there, they can make a friendship and meet friends that can last them the whole year or even more than that. You know,
exactly.
And already I'm seeing, you know, moms going out to lunch together, and that's priceless.
Yeah, and
to
we
have a friend.
And we try to do like little things to help people to get, of course, we arrange the activities, but then we have like small things that we think are really important. For example, we start all of our activities with everyone saying who they are and where they live. So if you want to be silent for the whole 30 minutes, that's fine. But everyone says like, hi, I'm Danielle and I live in wherever. And that's the first thing that after the activity, you might remember someone, hey, hi, we live in the same area. And you, it's like easier to start talking. So true. Yeah.
That's a wonderful idea.
We once forgot to ask people where they live, and we immediately got feedback like, why didn't you ask that? Because it's really important to people. Yeah.
That's great. People missed it.
Yeah.
they felt they wanted it. They noticed.
Yeah.
They noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really great. Anything else about Loru, or shall we continue on to the other activities you wanted to speak about?
Well, that's Loru in a nutshell. So we can talk about, I could talk about it forever, but we can talk about playgrounds in general.
Yeah.
I will say about Loru one more thing. As I said, people coming from all over the place. And all the playgrounds are really important also because in Helsinki, as you know, and as we all know, there's like, I think almost most of the people are coming from other cities or other countries. So they don't have like a safety network here, you know? So that's also one really important thing that like supporting the parenthood, because you need connections, you need people to help you. You need people who you get peer support from. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Maybe I have a question about the language. So most of it is in Finnish, like the activity itself is in Finnish and the songs are in Finnish.
Yeah.
You have something in Swedish also once a week?
We have had, yeah. Oh. One of the goals when Playground Loru was being, how do you say it? Was that there is going to be Swedish activities also. And we have had a Swedish worker, but unfortunately right now we don't, because
okay.
She's on maternity leave.
Okay.
But the goal is that there would be at least one activity also in Swedish.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Right now we haven't found a worker there. So yeah.
Okay. But also to add that from my experience as a non-Finnish speaker, I was totally comfortable attending the Finnish thing, even though I don't speak Finnish.
Yeah,
so I don't want people to feel like scared to go just because it's in Finnish, because it's super easy to just join, and it was still enjoyable, even though I didn't understand exactly what you were saying.
Yeah, and we try to, for example, with songs, we always like play them too. We use hand gestures, we use sign language, we move a lot. So you don't have to like know the words, you don't even have to understand them. You can mime what we do. We have if we have a baby activity, we have dolls that we show parents like what to do. So
very easy to follow and join.
Yeah
absolutely.
And then sometimes we've had activities where like over half of people are they don't speak Finnish as a mother language, so we can also, we have done something almost in English, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's only if there's most of
majority.
The majority. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice to be flexible.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are the one doing it also, to say, like, you are usually there, the one who is facilitating those activities together, often with Minna.
Yeah. We have actually, right now we have three people working here, me and my two colleagues. And we are always there, all three of us. Of course, for example, now I would be here if we had something. but yeah, we all do everything. Yeah.
Yeah. And you always have your name tag with you. So if anybody has heard this episode and comes to Loru and wants to say hi to Laura, please do mention that you've heard her on the podcast. It's always It's always so fun to to meet our listeners in person.
Yeah, I have this orange tag on my clothes, so
yes,
you can come and say hi.
Yeah, please do. Okay, so in general about the playgrounds concept, should we talk about that one?
Let's talk about that one.
What is it? How did it start? What's the purpose? And what can people find at playgrounds, maybe in addition to what you explained about Loru, maybe to add to that?
Well, playgrounds have over 100-year-old history in Helsinki. Playground activities in this scale is not arranged in anywhere else in Finland or, of course, other countries. So this is a really unique thing. It started 100 years ago. I'll tell this shortly. When some gymnastic teachers, I think, noticed that during the summertime, the small school kids were home alone and they were like kind of wandering through the streets, and they started thinking what could be a place where those kids could be when the parents are working and the summer holiday is so long. So yeah, that's kind of how it started, and then it has just evolved, and now there are so many things that are happening in playgrounds. We have, of course, the activities that we do in Loru, the open clubs for families. Then we have the afternoon clubs for school kids. We have holiday activities, which are mostly for school kids because the parents are working.
Yeah.
We have Finnish courses for families who come from other countries. I'm wondering how like much you want me to talk about all of this, because the list is long. So you want me to talk about all of the activities like shortly or?
Yeah, I think that would be good. Like, what can people find there? I think that's really important, and it's information that is often hard to find.
Yeah. Okay.
So maybe briefly about the things.
I'll try to talk briefly.
Yeah.
Okay, so the morning activities, which are in Loru, like all day activities, all the other playgrounds except Loru arrange the activities for families before noon. So all of them are usually at 10 on or 10:30. And that's because after 12, afternoon, the school kids are going to come. So there are the morning activities. Then there's afternoon clubs for school children. Those you have to apply to them, but you usually get the place. So, and there they have like also guided activities, crafts, sports, whatever. Then there are the holiday activities. On holidays, usually playgrounds, well, the last few years, there has been a lot of like these day camps for school kids that also you have to kind of apply to, but usually all of them get the place. And they are like these nine to four camps with guided activities. Mm-hmm. And then there's baby family education, which is done together with the Neuvola. What's Neuvola?
Neuvola is Neuvola.
Neuvola. Baby family education is meant for families with the first child, but you can come with your second or third. And it's there's three meetings where all of these meetings have their own subject. It's like it's baby sleep, parenthood. Have you been to those?
No.
Yeah, I Neuvola should be the one who lets families know that there's going to start these baby family education groups, and then families can sign up to those or just come, so you don't have to.
And they happen at the playground?
Yeah, they happen at the playgrounds.
Okay.
And those are the first, those are really good, like, you come, the first is when your baby is like a month old, so then you get to know the playgrounds.
Yeah.
There.
It's a nice introduction.
Yeah. Then we have sleep guidance groups, which are meant for families who have a whose baby is 6 months to 12 months, where they discuss about sleep. It's actually a sleep guidance. Then we have the finished courses. There's a few different kinds, but there's a Kotoklubi Kaneli, which is meant for the whole family, where you learn Finnish. And then there's this Kotiva, which is a Finnish course where you can, the playground staff looks after your baby while you are there. Mm-hmm. Well, those are the main things.
Yeah,
and that's all of, and about all of those work in about all of the playgrounds. There probably isn't Kotiva, the where you can leave your baby to the playground staff. I don't think that's in all of the playgrounds, but almost.
Yeah.
Then so, you can also rent the playground premises.
Yes, I've heard
except
of that.
Except Lorul. So you can like have your kids' birthday parties, or I even remember someone had a wedding once in playground.
That's very unique.
Yeah.
But that's really, really good to know. Where can you then register for these things or be find out if they're happening? Is it to ask at your local playground?
Like, ask there.
What do you have?
And all the morning activities that I mentioned about, usually you don't have to register for those or sign up. If you do, then you will, the playground will let you know, like this group is, for example, Baby Circus are usually the ones that you have to sign up to because they are so, like, there would be 100 people. but yeah, you usually don't have to sign up for these. And as I said, for, like, the baby family education, it's nice if you sign up, but you don't have to. So all the activities in playgrounds are meant to be so easy to come to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they are all free.
And we will, that's important to mention. Yeah. We will link also the location, like to find a list of all these playgrounds.
Yeah.
You know where to find each playground and a little bit of information about them, right?
There's a website. I will link that to you where it's a map of Helsinki and you can see all the playgrounds there.
Yeah. And what about in Espoo? I mean, maybe you know less about that, but...
Yeah. No, but as I said, Helsinki is the only place that arranges this in this scale.
The big one.
In Espoo,
I know that they exist in Espoo, but maybe few.
Yeah, I think that there's avoin päiväkoti. Have you heard that term?
Is that where you can leave your kid for 4 hours or something?
No, avoin päiväkoti is, I think it's kind of like a playground. And there has been playgrounds in Espoo too, but I don't know what's the situation right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I've been to Leikkipuistos here as well, but
yeah,
it's nice to check. Maybe check the Espoo City website.
Yeah, check that
people
out.
People can have a look.
Yeah, there has also been. Oh, I forgot to mention a really, really important, neat, and nice thing about the summer, the holiday activities, the summer food. Have you heard about that?
Briefly from a friend.
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. All the about half of play parks every summer close. For the whole summer or half of summer, of course, because we have to have holidays too. But about half parks are open during the summer. And all parks that are open during June and July offer a free lunch to all kids under 16. And it's offered from Monday to Friday at 12 o'clock in all the playgrounds. At the same time, it's the same food. It's really cute. The kids come with their plates and step in line and we sing and then they get the food. And that's a really cool thing. And I know that Espoo has had that summer food also sometimes, some years ago, but they don't anymore. They stopped it, of course, because it costs. It's like Helsinki doesn't have to do that, but that food is, it's, for people who have grown in Helsinki, it's such a nostalgia trip, and it's it's really important to Helsinki citizens. And there have been years that Helsinki has tried to like stop it. I remember one year when Helsinki City said that this summer there's not going to be summer food. And Helsingin Sanomat came and said that they're going to pay for the whole thing.
Wow.
And then it continued. And it's really cool.
Wow. I suppose that's very, very special for the parents. I mean, as a parent, and you are also, you know what it's like to cook all the meals, three meals a day. It's nice when somebody else can take care of it, one meal.
Yeah, yeah, and it's a nice view in all the playgrounds when people eat outside. There's this huge line, and there's this people you have get to, the food.
You have to bring your own plates, you said?
Yeah, but if you forget it, of course, playgrounds have them, yeah.
And then you can bring, like, you can be there with your child.
Yeah, you
actually should be there with your child.
Yeah. In playgrounds, you always have to be with your child who are under school age, except if you are a part of a play group, which I forgot to mention there earlier, the play groups, which are meant for kids who are two to 5 years old and still at home with their parents, so not in daycare, that the play groups, they work like two times a week, about two hours. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's where you can leave your child.
Yeah. Yeah. But other than that, you always have to be with your children who are under school age.
That I didn't know about, this play group. And I heard about it from a mom who I met at Loru.
Yeah.
And she told me how convenient it was for her because they had just moved from the United States and she was looking for work. And she said, like, how can I spend my time looking for work and writing CV and cover letters and sending and interviewing when I don't have anywhere to leave my child? And she said that the playgroup was such a great tool for that. Like, before she signed her up to a daycare, she could just have her for 2 hours there twice a week. And that was her time to interview and look for a job.
Yeah, it's a great service. It's also free. And to that, you have to apply for. But, for example, in our area, I don't think all of the play groups have ever been full. I think that's a service that people know to, they don't know enough. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not full.
You'll find that in the website that I'm going to link you. Yeah.
Good. We'll have a lot of links. This is so great because, again, it's information that is somehow hard to find, and especially when you don't know the language. It's like digging into archives of information. So I'm glad we're talking about it today.
Yeah. And now that hopefully if some people will find their local playground after this, the playgrounds are also great places. The staff there knows about all the services that there are for families. So you can also use your local playground as an info center. Hi, where can I find this? We have that information.
That's really, really important also.
Yeah.
To know who to ask.
Yeah. We've done, in Loru even, we've done applications for daycare and we have stuff like that. So, that's also our job.
Wow. Can you say more about that? What do you mean by helping the daycare applications?
Well, that was one. I've done that one time. We had a family who had moved to Helsinki. They were from some other country and they had no idea how to get a daycare. Where are the daycare centers? So we sat down, took a computer, and then we found the websites and I kind of helped. And then they went off their way. But yeah.
Wow.
We also, other than guide the activities here and have fun and sing and rhyme, but we also aim to talk with the families about their day-to-day life, and we might suggest some services for, well, that's an ex, but like if you're really tired, your baby doesn't sleep, you don't have anyone to help you, we might show you the places that you can call to get help. You know
about resources.
Yeah, exactly. And we also have contacts there. So if you don't want to call yourself, we can help you. So that is a part of all the playground staff's work.
Thank you for saying this, because I think this one is so big. Sometimes families from stories I hear, We don't know like where to look for stuff.
Yeah.
Where to find and what is available. And from my experience and from, again, stories, in Finland, we often see that we need to really know what we want and ask for it in order to get it. Like, it's not going to be given to you if you haven't asked for it. This is kind of my common experience or what I've seen. And so what you're saying is very, very important and helpful.
Yeah,
you are able to guide families into whatever is available together, maybe with the Neuvola nurse.
Yeah. And the social services, you know, so we all like connect together. And yeah, if you're not sure where to find something, one good place to ask is your local playground or us here.
And it's so like low threshold, like you don't have to make an appointment, like a low touch point. Like you really can just come in and have a casual conversation. You don't need to book it. You don't need
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's really great. I didn't know that.
And it's, well, Lorois, we are in Audi, so it's kind of different. But all the other playgrounds are very home-like. I don't know if you've been to any other than Loru, but they are small houses with kitchens and kind of living rooms and play areas. So it's a very neutral environment to go to, maybe have a cup of coffee and talk with the staff. So you're not feeling like you're, you know, stepping into the social services or something like that. But there are people who are like sitting with you and help you find what you need.
And in everyone, there is indoor and outdoor space, usually?
Yeah. All the playgrounds. That's the unique thing. So we have play areas in Helsinki, but all the playgrounds with staff, we have indoors, outdoors.
Yeah. When I went to them more often was during the height of pandemic time. So I think back then the indoor section was closed.
Yeah, it was closed.
And so I didn't really see very often indoors of these playgrounds, but
they might be
from the outside.
They might still be hard to find because, especially in the center of Helsinki and also other parts, a lot of päiväkodit, daycare groups use the outdoors of playgrounds because they are free for all to use, and the daycare centers' yards are usually small and kind of inconvenient. So you might see these yellow vest small kids running in the playground outdoors, and you don't know what that place is because it looked like a daycare center, and you might feel that you can't go there. So that's why it's really important that you know where your local playground is and you can go there.
And also, usually at the entrance, there will be a sign.
Yeah, there
should
be.
And it says Leikkipuisto.
Kyllä.
So if it says Leikkipuisto, then you know that you can go. If it says Päiväkoti, then you know that it's a daycare.
Yeah.
So that's good.
But we've heard that a lot, that people, like when they find out where is their local playground, they're like, oh, I always thought that was a daycare center. Yeah.
Sure. If you don't know. Yeah. It could very easily look like one.
But those playgrounds are open for everyone, so you can always go there. The indoor premises are usually divided. The time before noon is for families and the time afternoon is for school kids. But there are different kind of houses. Some of them are new and bigger, and there might be also some rooms that families can use also in the afternoon.
Yes. Yeah, I took my daughter before she started her daycare here. I live in Espoo in Matinkyrla, so there's a new one here in Matinkyrla that was opened, and it was really nice. I brought her food and I warmed it up there in the microwave, and there's beautiful high chairs, and she sat and she ate and she played, and that was our morning there. And on the way home, she fell asleep in the stroller.
That sounds a lot of like the mornings to most families in Helsinki who go to playgrounds. Yeah, you can use the kitchen, you can use the dishes.
And I think around the Christmas time they had made a porridge, which was really nice.
And you should find the playground's schedule from their website or their windows or Facebook.
On the door. Absolutely. This is nice. I find that, you know, as a mom who is home or a parent who is home, you kind of have one or two activities a day. You have like the morning that you need to, you want to fill up, and then you have the afternoon that you maybe want to fill up. So I remember my day was like morning was at the playground or at this library or somewhere, and then the afternoon was more around the house, like maybe outside in the garden or in the play, you know, just the downstairs playground. And yeah, so it really adds a lot of like life quality to parents to have these places to go to.
It does, if they just find them.
If they find them, yeah. Which is why you're here.
That's good. Exactly. And we in Loro, we have the, it's great that Loro was, that we are here, because the other playgrounds, as I said, they arrange the activities during the morning. So we are the ones who do it also at 1 or 3 in the afternoon.
Right, that's right. And for so you really fit the sleep schedule of the younger babies also.
Yeah, our activities, if we have 3 a day, they are at 11, 1, and 3. And all of them have the same amount of kids usually, because everyone has their own nap time. And yeah, and exactly. And the 3 o'clock group is, there's usually a lot of people because that's the time that you don't want to be at home. The afternoon is really long if you're alone, and so
especially now in winter.
Yeah, so dark and alone.
Yeah. Okay. I am looking at what we plan to talk about, and I think we've spoken about most of the things.
I haven't looked at anything.
Was there something else on your mind that you want to add before we finish today?
I think I talked about Loro enough.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Do you have anything?
I think from my side, this is just perfect. You mentioned about all the services, and we'll have all the links. And we can share. And you spoke about how wonderful it is to use you, the teachers there, as a resource, which I think was maybe the cherry on the top of it all.
Yeah.
That it could be a really good place to find out even more knowledge. And it's kind of like, once you find the rabbit hole, you continue to dig and find more rabbit holes. And I think that's all it takes. Like one person, one place to go and ask your questions. And from there, you'll find connections and tunnels into other resources. And as parents, like, that's what we need. We need to find out about the services that exist. And everything you spoke about today is on the public sector, which is, as you said,
that's
for
true.
Free. So I'm happy that you were here to also speak about that, because some of my guests are on the private sector, and it's also important for me to have the public sector represented on the show. Yeah.
I was here. Yeah, but I hope that anyone listening to this, if you don't come, tell your friends about playgrounds. And
yes.
And if you come and say hi, and hopefully we'll see you in audio.
Yes. Yes. Very, very nice. Thank you, Laura, so much for your time, for being here, for sharing all of this. And I appreciate it.
Kiitos, Daniel.
Hey, thank you for listening to this episode, and welcome back next week. Just before you go, I want to ask you a question. Do you want postpartum support from people around you, but struggle with asking for help? Do you feel awkward to have this kind of conversation? Are you not really sure what to say? I've got you covered, and I've created just the guide for you. It's a word-for-word script that will help you feel confident to have this hard conversation. You will also receive the 3 crucial elements for a request for help, which will turn it from a nice idea into a reality. Until now, this script has been used only by my clients, and this will be the first time that it is offered for free. It's your chance to receive a great tool which has guided many of my clients in overcoming their fear of asking for help and allowed them to build their village. Do you want the guide that will help you build yours? You can download it now by visiting motherstransition.com. Thank you for tuning in to the Birthing in Finland podcast. To get the show notes for this episode, go to doulacollective.fi/birthinginfinland. If you enjoyed the episode, go ahead and share this with someone who you think needs to hear it. A friend, a colleague, a neighbor. Help us get the word out so that more families can start enjoying these conversations. See you next time when I introduce you to another amazing person supporting families just like yours.